BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The health ministry in Gaza says 13 people were killed and many more were injured when a UN-run school was hit during a bombardment. Hundreds of Palestinians were in the building in Beit Hanun. Condemning the incident, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said women, children and UN staff were among the dead. Our correspondent Chris Morris is in Gaza.
A United Nations spokesman confirmed that there have been multiple casualties at the school in Beit Hanun, both dead and injured. It appears that it was hit by shell fire, and the injured have been taken to several local hospitals. The UN spokesman said the United Nations tried to coordinate with the Israeli army during the course of the day to negotiate a window for civilians to leave the area, but the spokesman said it was never granted. The Israeli military said in a statement that it's in the midst of combat with Hamas in Beit Hanun. The statement said several rockets launched by Hamas had landed in the area and Israel was reviewing the incident.
The leader of Hamas, Khaled Mashal, has told the BBC that the Palestinian group wants a truce as soon as possible, but with a genuine guarantee to lift the 8-year-long siege of Gaza. Mr. Mashal has said that Palestinians in Gaza want to live without a blockade and open up to the world. The United Nations has said that the first cross-border aid convoy has entered Syria from Turkey without Syrian government consent. Nick Bryant has the details.
A convoy of 9 trucks rumbled into Syria from Turkey, the first cross-border UN humanitarian mission that's entered the country without the permission of the Assad regime. The vehicles carried food, shelter, water purification and sanitation supplies that will be delivered to rebel-held areas. Up until now, almost 90% of UN aid in Syria has gone to parts of the country controlled by the government. All of it had to pass through Damascus. But last week, the Security Council agreed unanimously on a new resolution, allowing for humanitarian supplies to enter the country at 4 crossing points along the border with Turkey, Iraq and Jordan, without waiting for the green light from Damascus.
The US State Department says it has evidence that Russia is firing artillery from its territory at Ukrainian military positions. Ali McBall reports.
The American State Department says it's new evidence showing Russia's firing artillery across the border at Ukrainian military positions is based on what it called human intelligence, but declined to give details of exactly what that meant. It also says Russia intends to deliver more powerful rocket launchers to the rebels in eastern Ukraine. If that is all true, then it's becoming clear to many that those who thought the limited sanctions the US and Europe have imposed would force Russia to withdraw support for separatist forces, or who thought the shooting down of a Malaysian Airlines passenger plane was a game changer, may well have been mistaken.
World News from the BBC. The US Peace Corps is suspending its operations in Kenya and has ordered the evacuation of more than 50 of its volunteers. There's concern about attacks by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab and local supporters. The US had earlier reduced staffing levels at its embassy in Nairobi. Meanwhile, Kenyan police say a German woman in her 20s has been shot dead by a masked gunman in the city of Mombasa. She's the second tourist killed in the area in the last month. An Air Algérie plane with 116 people on board has crashed in northern Mali. Reports suggest wreckage has been found, but it's not clear if this is from the missing aircraft. The plane had been flying from Burkina Faso to the Algerian capital. Alex Duval-Smith is in the Malian capital, Bamako.
What is confusing is that they are coming from different sources and giving different locations. The Malian president announced that wreckage had been found near the town of Gao in a location called Tilemsi. That also was tweeted by Air Algérie, but there are also reports that wreckage has been found much further north, but not possible that it could be the same explosion.
A court in the United States has thrown out a case against the US-based banana company Chiquita Brands International, which 7 years ago admitted paying protection money to a paramilitary group in Colombia. More than 4,000 Colombians have sought compensation in US courts for the deaths of their relatives at the hands of the right-wing group, the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia. In Nigeria, a man has been tested for the Ebola virus. If confirmed, this would be the first case in the country. The Liberian man, who's in his 40s, arrived in Lagos through Togo on Sunday. He's in isolation and his condition is said to be stable. More than 600 people have died of Ebola in West Africa since February.